请我们翻到启示录第二章，第三章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3, beginning with verse 7.
你要写信给腓拉帖菲教会的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说。
And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, He who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens, says this.
我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut, because you have a little power.And have kept my word and have not denied my name.
那撒旦议会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要是他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。
Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will make them to come and bow down at your feet and to know that I have loved you.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。
Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing, that hour which is about to come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell upon the earth.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
I am coming quickly, hold fast what you have in order that no one take your crown.
得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我要将我的神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的心灵都写在他上面。
He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it any more. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem.Which comes down out of heaven from my God and my new name.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们再有一些祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，你又赐给我们这样一个宝贵的机会。
Lord, we thank you that you have given us another precious time together.
我们觉得每一个时候都是宝贵的。
We feel that every time is precious.
因为每一个时候都是你赏给我们。
Because every time is given by you.
我们有今天，我们有现在，是因着你的恩典。
We have today, we have now, it is all by your grace.
我们能够站住，我们能坐在这里，也是你的恩典。
We can stand, we can sit here before you, it's because of your grace.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们能听见你的话，更是你的恩典。
When we can hear your word, it is even more so your grace.
我们遵守你的话，也是你的恩典。
When we keep your word, it is by your grace.
我们因着你的话能起来跟随你，也是你的恩典。
Because of your word, we can rise up and follow you. That is your grace.
我们求你今天下午恩典继续的做工。
We pray that your grace will continue to work in us today.
因着恩典，叫说话的人说得出来。
Because of your grace, may the speaker be able to speak.
因着恩典，叫翻译的人翻得出来。
And by your grace, may the translator be able to translate.
因着恩典，叫听话的人能听见你的话。
And by your grace, may the hearers be able to hear your word.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天特别来看腓拉帖菲的教会。
We want to especially see the Church of Philadelphia today.
我们说过，腓拉帖菲乃是教会的道路。
We said that before that Philadelphia is the way of the church.
因为在主回来以前
，because before the Lord's return，
主给我们看有推亚推拉，有撒迪，有腓拉帖菲，还有老底家。
The Lord showed us Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea.
只有腓拉帖菲不光是没有责备，反而称赞。
Only Philadelphia, not only was it not rebuked, but it was praised.
只有这个教会主说我已经爱你了。
Only this church said, was spoken to, I have loved you.
只有这个教会有背起的应许。
Only to this church was there a promise regarding rapture.
只有这个教会已经有了冠冕。
Only this church already had a crown.
而只有这个教会，圣经特别提到，在圣殿的柱子里面有一个名字是新耶路撒冷的名字。
And also, only to this church and the pillar and the temple is there a name written that is the New Jerusalem.
我们知道宇宙最后的一幅图画就是新耶路撒冷。
We know in the last of the universe, the last picture is of New Jerusalem.
当我们看到最后的一幅图画
，When we see that last picture,
我们知道说原来就是神永远的居。
We know that is God's eternal purpose.
经过整个时间的过程，最后神终于完成他所要做的。
Throughout all of time, finally, God has reached what he wants to do.
所以腓勒切菲乃是和神永远的旨意紧紧相连。
Philadelphia is connected directly to the will of God.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这一条路主是很清楚地摆在我们的前面。
This way, the Lord has very clearly put before us.
如果靠主的恩典，我们能活出腓勒切菲的光景。
By the Lord's grace, if we are able to live out the condition of Philadelphia,
我们可以说主的心是一定满足的。
Then we can say that the Lord's heart would indeed be satisfied.
但是我们要小心。
But we have to be careful.
腓勒切菲永远是我们的道路。
Philadelphia forever will be our way.
但是它不是我们的标签。
But it is not our label.
没有一个人可以拿腓勒切菲来做我们的标签。
Nobody can take Philadelphia to make it our label.
所以当我们来读这段历史的时候。
So when we study this part of history.
因为如果这是预言的话。
Because if this is prophecy,
我们知道在教会历史上它一定应验过。
In the history of the church, it must have been fulfilled.
或者还没有应验，还在前面，我们不知道。
Or maybe it hasn't been fulfilled yet, and it is in front of us.
当我们来读教会历史的时候，
When we study church history,
你能看见圣灵的的确确做了一些的工作。
You can see that the Holy Spirit has done a work.
你用全本圣经来做测量。
If you are to use the whole Bible as a measuring stick,
我们就知道说在教会历史里的的确就得着一般的人。
You know that indeed in church history the Lord has gained a group of people.
也许那个时间不长。
Maybe that time frame was short.
也许只有二十年。
Maybe it was only 20 years.
但是无论如何那二十年。
But no matter what, those 20 years.
你要说那个光景是腓勒切菲的光景。
You have to say that condition was the condition of Philadelphia.
也许过了二十年，老底家就进来了。
Maybe after 20 years, Laodicea settled in.
丰富乃是腓勒切菲的情况。
Richness was the condition of Philadelphia.
但是口里说我是丰富的，那就变成老底家了。
But if the richness was only spoken in the mouth, then it's Laodicea.
所以在这里我们可以看到当我们读教会历史的时候
So when we study church history
虽然在有的主的工作里面好像只看见二十年
Maybe sometimes we see the work of our Lord only lasting 20 years
但是就是那二十年
But even in those 20 years
你就可以知道这件事情可以实行的
You can see that these things actually can be fulfilled
这个并不光是个理想不是个 ideal 不是
It is not just an ideal
你看见的的确在教会的历史里面有一班弟兄们是走在上面的。
Indeed, in the history of the church, you saw a group of brothers and sisters walking that way.
所以今天我们要来看到底腓勒切菲是怎么应验在教会历史上。
So today we want to see how Philadelphia was fulfilled in church history.
当然如果你读许多关于启示录七个教会的解释。
Of course, if you are to read many commentaries on or explanations of the seven churches in Revelation.
如果大家相信这是历史，相信这是预言
，if you believe that this is prophecy，
那大概大家都一致公认，推呀推拉乃是指的教会最黑暗的时候。
Most people agree that Thyatira is the darkest ages of the church.
撒迪乃是指着后来的恢复来说的。
Sardis refers to the Reformation.
而老底家乃是指着。在主回来以前不冷不热的教会。
Laodicea refers to the church being lukewarm before the Lord's return.
所以腓勒切菲大概就在撒迪跟老底家的中间。
And Philadelphia is in between Sardis and Laodicea.
所以到底它是怎么应验的
？How was it fulfilled？
你觉得在腓勒切菲在推亚推拉大家大概看法是一致的
If you talk about Thyatira, most people are in agreement.
那么撒底大概也是一致的。
And most people are probably in agreement with Sardis.
老底家也是一致的。
And probably with Laodicea.
那么大家不同的就是到底腓勒帖腓是应验在谁的身上，哪一班人的身上呢？
But there are several differences on the agreement on where Philadelphia was fulfilled. Where was it?On which group of people was it fulfilled?
所以我们要注意到到在这一段圣经里面有哪几个重点。
So let us pay attention to certain emphasis in this passage.
所以我想当我们讲历史以前，我们先把这一段腓勒帖腓圣经这一段圣经到底哪几个重点圣灵提醒我们的。
So before we go into the history, let's look at certain important facts or points in the scripture.
第一，腓勒帖腓是弟兄相爱的意思。
First, Philadelphia means brotherly love.
第二，当我们主说这些话的时候，他启示他自己。
Secondly, when our Lord spoke these words, he revealed himself.
他的启示有三点。
He had three points in his revelation.
第一，他是圣洁的。
First, he is holy.
因为他是圣洁的。
Because he is holy.
所以他对于腓勒帖腓教会的要求也是圣洁。
So the requirement that he has for Philadelphia is that they be holy as well.
你看见这个和前面撒迪的圣者是连在一起的。
You see, this is connected with the overcomers in Sardis.
撒迪教会有好几名是没有污秽自己的。
There are many of those who did not soil themselves in Sardis.
他们穿白衣与基督同行。
They walked with Jesus wearing a white garment.
你看见他们与那圣洁的同行。
And they walked with the Holy One.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
在撒迪的光景是按着名是活的，其实是死的。
And in Sardis's condition, in name they are alive, but they were actually dead.
他们显在人面前的情形。
What they exposed before man.
那就是名字所告诉的。
That is what their name shows.
和在神面前所显在情形不一致。
And it is not the same as their appearance before the Lord.
所以他们好像戴上一个面具一样。
It's as if they were wearing a mask.
所以主说，那真实的。
The Lord said that one which is true.
弟兄姊妹。你看见神对于推亚推拉教会的要求
The requirement for the church in Thyatira
换一句话推亚推拉的光景
The condition in Thyatira
应该是真实的
Should have been true
它不能外面是一样里面是一样
It cannot have one truth outside and one truth inside
它不能名字怎样然后这个实际又怎样
It cannot have something by name and the reality be something totally different
它的名和它的实际是完全一致的
The name and reality were one
这是第二点
That is the second point.
第三点
Number three.
他拿着大卫的钥匙开了就没有人能关关了就没有人能开的
He has the key of David who opens and no one will shut and who shuts and no one opens.
那这句话的解释在哪里
Where is the explanation of this phrase?
这句话实在说来以赛亚书二十二章二十二节已经提过了
This verse was already mentioned in Isaiah 22:22.
那里给我们看有一个人
There we see a man
他拿着大卫家的钥匙
He took the key of the house of David
那我们读启示录是拿着大卫的钥匙
Here in Revelation we see the key of David
其实你读到以赛亚很清楚拿大卫家的钥匙
But in Isaiah it mentions the key of the house of David
他把钥匙放在他的肩膀上
He put the key upon his shoulders
而那就表示不是一个不是一串的钥匙
It is a chain of keys
因为大卫的家大卫的宝座所在的地方到处都是门
Because where David's throne was They were full of doors
到处都是宝藏
There are much treasure there
所以不光是一把钥匙是好多把的钥匙
It is not just one key There are many keys
但是这个钥匙通通在肩膀上
But all these keys are upon his shoulder
换一句话说
In other words
整个大卫的丰富和宝藏
All of his riches All of his treasures
这些钥匙通通能打进开的
All the keys can open them
所以神对于对，所以这就给我们看见腓勒帖腓有一种的情况。
So here we see a condition in Philadelphia.
它好像大卫的家一样。
It's as if it were the house of David.
好像大卫的王宫一样。
It's as if the palace of David.
现在这些钥匙能把所有的门通通打开的。
All these keys can open all the doors.
那个秘密不解开的。
There is not a single secret that is in it.
开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开。
Once you open it, cannot be shut. Once you shut it, cannot be opened.
所以弟兄姊妹，
因为
这个缘故。
Reason,
你看腓勒帖腓应该是丰富的
Philadelphia should be rich
腓勒帖腓没有贫穷的可能
It's impossible for Philadelphia to be poor
神的祝福
The Lord's blessing.
神恩典。
The Lord's grace.
神的启示。
His revelation.
你看见就倾倒在腓立帖非上。
It's poured out upon Philadelphia.
所以我们要当你读这个七个教会的时候。
So when you read these seven churches.
你看见当主对腓立帖非说话的时候。
When the Lord spoke to Philadelphia.
他是怎么启示他自己的。
How he revealed himself.
那然后接着他说
And then he followed up.
我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量。
I know your deeds because you have a little power.
在世界上，教会永远是小群。
In this world, the church is always a small flock.
教会永远是我们主所说的芥菜种。
Forever it is a mustard seed.
芥菜种不是中国人所说的芥菜。
The mustard is very different than the Chinese mustard.
如果你到以色列去
If you go to Israel,
那个芥菜种根本是连是像灰一样很小很小
The mustard seed is actually like a speck of dust.
所以风一吹它就动了
It is very small. The wind just has to blow and it moves.
因为小所以风一吹就动了
Because it is small, the wind blows and it moves.
所以教会是很容易受感动的
The church is very easily touched.
因为它太小了
Because it is so small.
小到一个地方你稍微轻轻吹就可以你不用大吹
You only have to give it a little blow and it moves.
你看见教会对圣灵的感动是非常敏锐的感觉非常敏锐的
The church is very much touched by the Holy Spirit.
而且那个种子无论什么地方它都可以进去
And that seed can actually penetrate any place.
在不可能长树的地方它能够长出生命来
Where a place is impossible for a tree to grow, it can grow.
在磐石里面根本那个地方不可能的
In a bedrock, it might not be able to grow.
但你只要有一个缝
But as long as you have a slit,
因为它小的缘故
Because it is so small,
所以它就能钻进去了
It can penetrate in there.
然后生命就长大了
And then the life grows.
教会腓立帖非无论到什么地方
Sure, the church, the Philadelphia, wherever it is,
当圣灵一推动的时候
as long as the Holy Spirit is pushing,
他就能把生命带到每一个角落
It can give life to each corner.
所以主说你略有一点力量
He says, but you have a little power.
不过这句话也叫我们想起撒加利亚书的话
But this word also reminds us of the word in Zechariah.
你知道那个时候以色列人回到耶路撒冷
Do you remember the people of Israel came back to Jerusalem?
他们回来的时候没有云柱也没有火柱。
When they came back, there was not the pillar of fire or the pillar of cloud.
当所罗门建造圣殿的时候
When Solomon built the temple,
他是拿国家的力量和财富来建造圣殿。
He used the power and the money of the state to build it.
现在以色列已经亡国了。
And now Israel already did not have a nation of its own.
所以当他回来的时候
So when it returned,
你看你一切都是非常缺乏，一切是非常短少的。
Everything is short, everything is scarce.
虽然他们建造圣殿
Even though they built the temple,
但是和所罗门的圣殿不能够相比。
But it cannot compare with the temple of Solomon.
在肉体的眼睛里面
In the eyes of the flesh,
这个日子是小事的日子。
It is but the days of small things.
但是圣经说你不要藐视这小事的日子。
As the Bible says, do not despise the days of small things.
你略有一点力量。
Even though you have a little power,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
虽然小
even though small,
这些人回到耶路撒冷
these people, when they returned to Jerusalem,
他们以为他们热心回到耶路撒冷
they thought they came back with a zealous heart.
他们以为他们想家他们回到耶路撒冷
they thought that they missed home, so they returned to Jerusalem.
他们怎么会知道
How did they know?
他们回来是为着耶稣基督救主而回来。
That they returned because of our Savior Jesus Christ?
如果他们不回来的话
If they did not return,
主耶稣怎么降生在伯利恒
How was Jesus supposed to be born in Bethlehem?
如果主耶稣不降生在伯利恒
And if Jesus was not born in Bethlehem,
人类的救恩人类就怎么办人类救恩就怎么办
What about the redemption of man?
所以他们不知不觉的
So unbeknownst to them,
他们是为着神旨意而回来的。
They came back because of God's will.
感谢主。
Thank you.
你略有一点力量。
Even though you have a small power.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
但是你知道不知道
Do you know?
如果我们真的走在这条的路上的话
If we are to walk this way.
我们不知不觉的
Unbeknownst to us.
好像神的旨意在我们身上经过有的时候就完成他一部分的旨意。
It's as if, as the Lord's will passes through us, that part of his will is accomplished.
所以这又是个重点。
This is another important.
还有一个重点。
Another important.
你遵守我的道。
You have kept my word.
这是不是光是明白我的道。
It's not that you understood my word.
今天你在神学院里面。
In seminary today.
在很多场合里面。
In many different
situations. 你能明白我的道，明白主的道。
You might understand God's word.
但这里不是。
But no.
乃是遵守我的道。
You have kept my word.
你很容易说神的话一点一话都不能废去。
You might say that you cannot just throw away literally every single word of the Bible.
你看见说神的话是非常严谨的。
God's word is very concise.
你相信每一个字每个句都是圣灵所启示的。
Every single word is inspired by the Holy Spirit.
你这句话可以说。
You can say that.
但是等到你遵行神的话的时候。
But when you are seeking after the Lord's word.
你就看见许多时候我们办不到。
Many times we fail.
但是腓立斯非不是。
But Philadelphia was different.
你也遵守我的道。
You have kept my word.
没有弃绝我的名。
You have not denied my name.
所以弟兄姊妹，这又是个重点。
This is another important point.
然后看啊，我在你面前给你们一个敞开的门。
And see, I will give you an open door.
那下面讲到犹太人。
Here we speak then, following the speaking of Jews.
但是主明明说，其实他们不是犹太人。
But here it says, but they are actually not Jews.
所以主的话讲得很清楚。
So it's very clear.
这个明明是腓立斯教会里面的情形。
This is the situation in the church of Philadelphia.
那这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
前面讲腓立斯非。
It said Philadelphia at the beginning.
那是讲到弟兄相爱。
It speaks of brotherly love.
但是现在又讲的犹太教。
But now it speaks of Judaism.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
你怎么明白这段圣经？
How do you understand this phrase?
我们看一下马太福音。
Let us turn to Matthew.
马太二十三章。
Matthew chapter 23.
第二十三章第八节。
Chapter 23 verse 8.
但你们不要受拉比的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的夫子，你们都是弟兄。
But do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, and you are all brothers.
这段什么意思？
What does that mean?
其实我们的主老早知道，有一天教会会走样子。
Our Lord knew way back that the church would be deformed.
所以主给教会一个警告。
So,He gave a warning to the church.
有一天教会要犹太教化。
One day the church will be Judaized.
教会就像犹太教一样。
The church becomes Judaism.
犹太教有祭司，现在教会里没有祭司。
In Judaism you have priests, now the church you're going to have priests as well.
主老早警告他的儿子教会。
The Lord forewarned the church many years ago.
那么主怎么说呢？
So what did the Lord say?
你们都是弟兄。
You are all brothers.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
没有居间的阶级。
There is no clericalism.
在这里给我们看见人与神之间，你看每一个人都是祭司。
Everyone is a priest.
所以就说你们都是弟兄。
So the Lord said you are all brothers.
但是很可惜。
But sadly.
在教会历史里面有人的的确确是把犹太教带进来。
In the history of the church, some people brought Judaism into the church.
所以教会就犹太教化了。
So the church became Judaized.
那现在明白吗？
You understand?
前面说你们，前面说弟兄相爱。
At the beginning is brotherly love.
这里讲到犹太教。
It speaks of Judaism.
犹太人，你把两个一放在一起。
So when you put both of these together.
那主的话是什么？
What does the word mean?
你们都是弟兄。
You are all brothers.
腓立斯的特点是什么？你们都是弟兄。
What is a special feature of Philadelphia? You are all brothers.
而且你们弟兄相爱。
Not only that.You love one another.
更重要的
But more important,
犹太人要来在你脚前下拜。
And the Jews will come and bow down at your feet.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你如果仔细读这一段话
If you carefully read these words,
你就知道说士美拿教会也好腓立斯教会也好
You can see whether it be Smyrna or Philadelphia.
他们的难处就是犹太人的难处
Their difficulty was the difficulty of the Jews.
你看得很清楚，他们受了腓立斯受了许许多多的苦。
Very clearly, you see that Philadelphia suffered much.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
虽然他们受了很多的苦。
Even though they suffered much.
就好像约瑟在他兄弟面前，兄弟中间受了很多的苦一样。
It's as if the same suffering that Joseph suffered among his brothers.
他们恨他。
They hated him.
后来他们卖他,
and then they sold him.
把他丢在坑子里面,
threw him into a pit.
然后给他父亲看见说他的儿子已经被野兽撕碎了,
and they showed their father that their brother was torn to pieces by a wild beast.
但是神怎么做呢?
But what did God do?
叫他的弟兄要在他面前下拜,
he made his brethren bow down at his feet.
你看你最后当约瑟真的坐在宝座上的时候,
so when Jacob stood on the throne,
他在荣耀里面的神 glory,
你看那个预言果然应验了, you see that prophecy was fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹,
brother,
当你讲的弟兄相爱的时候,
when you speak of brotherly love,
你不能不想到约瑟的故事,
you cannot help but think of the story of Joseph.
但是感谢主,
but thank you,
这里告诉我们说, 对于菲拉铁菲,
as to Philadelphia,
我要使他们来在你脚前下拜,
I will make them to come and bow down at your feet.
不过这样,
not only that,
也使他们知道我是已经爱你,
and to know that I have loved you.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这又是一个很重要的点,
another important fact.
所以当我们讲到预言和预言的应验的时候,
when we speak of prophecy and its fulfillment,
你一定要把几个点把它点出来,
you have to point out several different points.
然后我们回到教会历史,
and then we can go back to the history of the church.
然后我们要问说, 到底这只是理想呢, 还是教会历史上果然出现过呢?
Then we can ask, is it but an ideal, or has it actually happened and fulfilled in church history?
然后下面讲到遵守主忍耐的道,
then it speaks of keeping the word of my perseverance.
这个忍耐不是形容词,
this perseverance is not an adjective.
不是忍耐的道不是,
it is not a persevering word.
所以在这里特别是讲到我的忍耐, my patience.
This is speaking of my perseverance,
the word of my patience,
the word of my patience.
所以这里给我们看见说我忍耐的道,
this is the word of my patience.
这个忍耐是基督的忍耐,
this patience is Christ's patience.
当人鞭打我们的主,
when the Lord was whipped and scourged,
试用我们的主,
when he was mocked,
但是你看见我们的主的忍耐是基督的忍耐,
but our Lord's patience was the patience of Christ.
他在十字架上面说, 父啊赦免他,
on the cross he was able to say, Father forgive them.
这个叫做我忍耐的道,
this is the word of my patience.
我们要遵守主忍耐的道,
we are to keep the word of the patience.
我们听见了主的话,
we've heard his word.
那个话告诉我们要像主一样的忍耐,
and his word is that we are to be patient as he was.
我们要走第二里路,
we are to walk the second mile.
我们要转过第二个脸,
we are to turn our cheek.
我们要给第二件衣服,
we are to give the second garment.
当你这样遵守山上教训的时候,
when you follow the Sermon on the Mount,
你看你这里有一个背景应许,
here you see the promise of rapture.
背景在圣经永远和成熟连在一起的,
rapture forever has to do with maturity.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
当你得到这个应许的时候,
when you gain this promise,
当你真的遵守了主忍耐的道的时候,
when you have kept the word of his patience,
你这个人在主面前长大了,
then you grow before the Lord.
生命长进了,
the spirit matures,
成熟了,
the life matures,
成熟了,
it matures.
所以现在麦子可以收割了,
so now you can harvest.
所以这个就是为什么主有了这样的应许, 给他们有这样的应许,
therefore you have this promise.
然后主说他要快来,
and then the Lord says, I will come quickly.
你要持守你所有的,
you need to keep what you have,
免得人夺去你的冠冕,
in order that no one will take your crown.
我们说过, 腓立帖非知道自己有冠冕,
we know that Philadelphia knew it had a crown.
主说你有这个冠冕,
because the Lord said, you have a crown.
但是你要持守它,
but you need to hold fast.
你不要丢掉它,
do not lose it.
为什么呢?
Why?
我必快来,
because I come quickly.
感谢主, 因着主的快来,
because of our Lord's quick return.
腓立帖非等候主回来,
because Philadelphia is waiting for his
return. 你看这是很大的安慰,
this is a great comfort.
但是有个危险,
but there's a danger.
那么我们要问,
we have to ask, why is still there the calling of the overcomers of Philadelphia?
为什么有这个呼召?
Why is there that calling?
是因为他已经有了,
it's because they already have.
他的危险是会失去的,
the danger is they might lose it.
所以什么叫得胜者呢?
What is an overcomer?
得胜者就不要失去,
the overcomer is not to lose it.
所以在这里有一个得胜者的应许,
so here's a promise for the overcomer.
他说我要叫他在我神的殿中做柱子,
I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God.
他也不再从那里出去,
and he will not go out from it.
然后在这个柱子上面,
and on this pillar,
有我神的名,
it has the name of my God,
有我神城的名,
the name of the city of my God,
还有我的名,
and my new name.
弟兄怎么稀奇的很,
It's very amazing.
我们刚才说过
We said,
这里不只讲的我神
Not only says my God.
好几次说我神我神我神
My God, my God, my God is mentioned several times.
不光这样
But not only that.
而且这里特别讲的耶路撒冷的名字
It speaks also the name of Jerusalem.
他讲的这个城是从天上从神那里降下来
And this city which comes down from heaven.
你看见很明显和神的旨意发生关系
Very clearly connected to the will of God.
所以当你看见这几个重点以后
When you see these important points.
那么我们就可以回到教会历史来
We can go back to church history.
大概我们在教会历史里面
So in church history.
我们能找到一些的情形
We can see some situations.
就像菲勒切菲的情形一样
Which is the condition of Philadelphia.
那如果这是真的话
That is true.
如果这个解释没有错误的话
If this explanation is not wrong,
那就是说这些不是理想
then it's not just an ideal.
这些是可以走的
It is a way that can be walked.
因为有的弟兄们已经走在上面
Because some brothers already walked that way.
那弟兄姊妹今天靠着主无论如何的艰难
So even though through much difficulties,
今天主给我恩典
the Lord gives us grace.
叫我们能够走在这条道路
So that we can walk this way.
好现在我们就来看看教会的弟兄
So let us look at church history.
讲到弟兄相爱
When we speak of brotherly love.
讲到你们都是弟兄
When we speak of you are all brothers.
讲到他们在属灵上是丰富的
When we speak of spiritually they were rich.
你怎么知道丰富
How do you know they are rich?
丰富就是你不光有了而且你能给出去、
Richness means not only do you have but you can give.
这个杯子不是满意了
This cup is not just full.
因为它太丰富了
But because it is so full.
所以就满出来了
So it overflows.
不光杯子里面是丰富的
Not only inside the cup is it full.
全世界都能感觉到它的丰富
But the world can experience its fullness.
所以当你读到这些地方
So when you read this portion.
那当你读教会历史的时候
When you read church history.
我们就能看到这些事情果然发生在教会历史里面
We can see that these things happen in the history of the church.
我想我们恐怕要从一个弟兄讲起。
Maybe we should begin with one brother.
他的名字叫做新兴道夫。
His name is Zinzendorf.
我们叫中国人很难记得外国人的名字。
We know that Chinese people many times have difficulties remembering Western names.
尤其这个又是德国名字。
Especially a German name.
那新兴道夫有的人记得很辛苦。
Many times it's very difficult to remember Zinzendorf.
所以有人想了个办法很容易记得的。
So to make it easy for Chinese people to remember.
那就是新鲜豆腐。
Translated means fresh tofu.
但是你可以这样想但你不要这样讲。
But you might think this, but don't say it.
这个帮助你记得新鲜豆腐你还叫记得新鲜豆腐才可以。
It just helps you remember Zinzendorf.
你不要拿新鲜豆腐一天到晚开玩笑。
So don't just at his expense make fun.
但是弟兄姊妹你看见吗这位弟兄。
But this brother.
如果你读教会历史的话
If you are to study the church history
许多人公认的
Many people all agree
我举个例子
I'll give you an example
如果在认识新兴道夫人中间
For those who really know Zinzendorf
你说他怎样怎样这个还不是很有力量
Maybe when you say he is so and so it doesn't have much power to it
我举个简单例子
Give an example
有一个人是新派的神学家
There was one who is a modernist
他叫 Karl Barth
His name is Barth
那么这个是很有名的这个新派的神学家
He was a very famous modernist
他告诉我们说
He told us
就他所知道的
to his, According to his knowledge
新兴道夫是一个以基督做中心的人
Zinzendorf was one who was Christ-centered
他很少看见有一个人像他那样以基督做中心的
He had never seen anybody as Christ-centered as Zinzendorf
连卡巴斯都知道说他是一个讲合一的人
Even Karbov said that he is one who speaks of unity.
他是一个对合一有看见的人。
He is one who saw this matter of unity.
而且他是个实行圣徒合一的人。
And he is one who actually did or put in action the unity of the brother.
我们知道主告诉我们说
We know the Lord said
使人和睦的人有福了。
Those who are peacemakers will be blessed.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
当你读教会历史的时候
When you read church history
一点都不错
True
新兴道夫是这样的一位弟兄
Zinzendorf is such a brother
我们知道他从小就在就在什么就在敬虔派的环境里要长大
We knew that he grew up amongst the pietists
你还记得六岁和主耶稣天天写情书
And remember he wrote love letters to Jesus when he was six.
当他读完大学以后
After he graduated college.
因为他是德国的贵族
Because he was a nobleman in Germany.
他是个 duke, 他是一个公爵
He was a duke.
所以呢他是很重要又很富有的人物
A very important and rich person.
那到了那个时候的规矩他一定要到世界去旅行
So according to the rules of that time, he had to travel the world.
有一天他就到了德国的 Düsseldorf.
So one day he went to Düsseldorf in Germany.
就到了一个博物馆里面去
He went to a museum.
结果他看见一幅图画
And he saw a picture there.
那幅图画是很有名的画家画的
That picture was painted by a famous painter.
那是主耶稣钉十字架的图画
And that was a picture of the Lord on the cross.
不过这个图画的下面有几行字两行字
But on the bottom of that painting, there were two words, a phrase.
为你我舍生命为你我为我你舍什么
For you I gave my life.What have you done for me?
就这几句话抓住了神心道。
These words captured Zinzendorf.
他忘记时间。
He forgot time.
他被主的爱融化了。
He was melted by the Lord's love.
一直等到有人拍他的肩膀。
Only until somebody tapped him on the shoulder.
他才知道说这个博物馆要关门了。
Did he know that the museum was about to close?
就在那一天。
It was at that day.
他把他自己完全的奉献。
He completely consecrated himself to the Lord.
他说他只有一个 他只有一个爱慕就是耶稣基督。
And he said, I only have one object of love, and that is Jesus Christ.
不光这样
Not only that.
从那天开始
From that day on.
他一切都为着主而活。
He lived his entire life for Jesus.
结果他就回到他的故乡。
Then he went back home.
他的故乡是今天的东德。
And his home is actually in East Germany.
我们大家都知道柏林不是吗
We all know Berlin.
如果你飞到柏林的话
When you fly to Berlin,
你往南走
Just go a little south.
那往南走靠近这个捷克斯拉夫那个附近
And close to the border of Czechoslovakia.
那里有一大片的土地都就是这个家族里面的人就是这个新兴道夫家族的
And there's a big piece of land there that belongs to the family of Zinzendorf.
我们知道他是一个敬虔派的地区
We know that he was a pietist.
他大学的时候是在马丁路德的那个大学在那读书的。
In university.
教书的那个大学读书的。
He went to the university where Martin Luther was the professor.
所以因为在那个大学里面读书，所以他是个典型的路德会的人。
And because he went to that university, he is a typical Lutheran.
现在神要用他。
So now the Lord is going to use him.
他从这个派，从那个敬虔派的身上。
So from the pietist,
他学会了功课
he learned many lessons.
他读圣经用心来读
When he read the Bible, he read it with his heart.
他爱他的主
He loved his Lord.
所以他爱主所爱的
So he loved what the Lord loved.
虽然有的人不是路德会的
Even though others were not Lutherans,
他看见他才能爱他
When he saw them, he still loved them.
因为这是他的弟兄
Because that is his brother.
当敬虔会弟兄、敬虔派弟兄姊妹在一起读经祷告的时候
When the pietists read the Bible and prayed together.
每一个肢体都在那里动着
When every member was moving.
这里很自然显出基督身体的光景
Very naturally, you saw the condition of the body of Christ.
他们在那里彼此的交通
They had fellowship.
在一起的祷告
They prayed together.
主听他们的祷告
The Lord listened to their prayer.
他们在那办孤儿院的时候
When they planned orphanages.
他们有需要
When they had need,
他们不告诉别人
They didn't tell others.
他们只告诉主
They only told the Lord.
所以他们与主的关系是活的
So their relationship with the Lord was alive.
他们与弟兄姊妹的关系也是活的
And their relationship with the brothers were alive too.
所以从小Zinzendorf就在这样环境底下长大。
So Zinzendorf grew up in this, under this circumstance.
那么有一天他在家乡的不远的地方
And then one day, somewhere close to home,
他碰到有一位弟兄叫做 Christian David.
He met a brother named Christian David.
这位弟兄呢，他向来是在波，就在今天的捷克斯拉夫。
And this Christian David was from today's Czechoslovakia.
或者就在什么地方，或者就在这个波兰那一带走动的。
And he walked amongst near Poland.
因为今天呢，有波兰，有捷克斯拉夫，现在有边界，那个时候不是像现在那样的边界，不是。
And today, when you have Czechoslovakia, today the geography is a little different.
他有一个名字别人告诉他是个摩西。
They actually called this Christian David Moses.
为什么叫他摩西呢
Why did they call him Moses?
因为摩西要带领以色列人出埃及到迦南美地区。
Because Moses was the one who led the people of Israel out of Egypt to the promised land.
那么在新近道夫不远的地方
So closeness isn't verse home.
有一帮爱主的基督徒。
There was a group of brothers and sisters who loved the Lord.
他们因为受逼迫的缘故。
Because they were persecuted.
他们就变成隐藏的种子 hidden seed.
They became the hidden seed.
那么这些人是谁呢？
Who are these?
原来这些人就是我们所说的合一的弟兄们。
These were the unity of brethren.
我们不是说过吗？
Remember?
当他们起来这个聚会的时候。
When they got together to meet.
他们非常的勇敢。
They were very courageous.
他们知道这样的聚会最后的结果是什么。
They knew what would happen if they met.
我再说弟兄姊妹。
I say once again.
马丁路德改教的时候根本当时只想到因信称义。
When Martin Luther began the Reformation, he only thought of justification by faith.
他是为着福音真理为主站住的。
He stood on the ground of the truth of the gospel.
到后来等到他受教会逼迫的时候。
But when he was persecuted by the church,
才想起来原来教会已经被掳到巴比伦去。
Then did he think of the fact that the church had already fallen into Babylon.
但是合一的弟兄们不是。
But the unity of the brethren was different.
他们明白了神的话。
They understood God's word.
弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故，有七十个人，他们勇敢地站起来。
And for that reason, 70 of them stood up.
他们遵守塞上的教训。
And they kept the sermon on the mount.
起头的都是最简单的弟兄姊妹。
Before they were very simple.
有的裁缝，有的农户，等等等等。
Some were tailors, some were farmers, etc.
那么他们非常的简单。
And they were very simple.
但有很多贵族。
But there are many nobles.
包括学校的教授，很多很有名的人。
Many professors, many famous.
被他们吸引住了。
Were admired them.
因为虽然他们是很简单的人。
Even though they were simple.
他们巴不得能坐在他们中间。
But they wanted to sit amongst them.
这些 noble, 这些贵族不觉得坐在他们旁边是羞耻。
These noblemen didn't feel ashamed sitting with them.
你看在他们身上有耶稣基督的见证。
Because on them there was a testimony of Jesus.
但是因为这个缘故他们要付上更多的代价。
But because of that, they had to pay a high price.
你想想看，特别在马丁路德还没有改教以前，一百年那个还是黑暗时期。
Remember, 100 years beforeFore the Reformation is still very dark.
所以他们要准备好了。
So now they were ready.
他们现在开始要到处的漂流。
They want to go and go to different places.
但当你到处漂流的时候。
But when you wander different places.
他们说我们要寻找我们的弟兄。
They say we want to seek our brothers.
如果我们真的寻找到有一班弟兄怎么像就为着主站住的缘故。
When we can find brothers who want to stand on the ground of our Lord.
我们愿意参加他们。
We want to be part of them.
他们真是彼此相爱。
And they really love one another.
他们正在寻找交通。
They were seeking for fellowship.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看这些人就是我们所说的这个 unity of brethren， 就是合一的弟兄们。
These were the group called the unity of brethren.
到了改教的时候。
During the time of Reformation.
虽然到处的跑。
Even though they wandered everywhere.
但是他们已经有四百个 congregation， 四百个聚会的点。
But they already had 400 congregations.
有15万到20万的人。
Over 150,000 to 200,000 people.
虽然改教以后。
After the Reformation,
大家以为是日子就好过了。
Even though they thought maybe now they can live a better life,
并不像我们所说的那样。
But it was not like that.
你知道是宗教战争那个时候就开始了。
You know that there was wars between the religions.
那个战争就是更正教跟罗马教的战争。
And that was the Church of Rome versus Protestant.
那个时候他们有一个君子的协定。
At that time there was a gentleman's agreement.
意思就是说，现在当这个战争最后的结果。
The results of the victory or defeat.
如果这个君王打胜仗的话，
if this general won the war or won the battle,
他信仰什么，全国的人都信仰什么。
Whatever his belief or faith was, then the entire country would have to have that same faith.
弟兄姊妹，当然这帮弟兄们祷告说，
of course these brothers prayed.
巴不得他到一个地方。
May when they reach a certain place,
那个地方更正教的这个军队能够打胜仗的。
May the Protestant army win the battle.
结果神的道路永远高过人的道路。
But God's ways are above man's ways.
如果这些人真的是神的见证的话，
if they were truly the testimony of God,
他们要需要经过考验的。
They have to go through testing.
他们需要经过火的。
They have to go through fire.
然后要看看他们真的是不是走在神的心意上。
And they have to see if they are following God's will.
结果稀奇的很。
Quite amazing.
只要他到哪里，更正教的军队就倒到哪里。
Wherever they went, the army of the Protestants was defeated.
所以到了这个新兴道夫还生下来没有以前的几十年。
So before Zinzendorf was born,
那个时候他们中间有个很有名的弟兄。
There was a very famous brother.
叫做 Cornelius.
His name was Cornelius.
他是个教育家。
He was a teacher.
但是那教育家 educator、
oh, he was an educator.
他可以说是这一班弟兄们中间带头的弟兄。
He was one of those leaders.
他爱他们。
He loved them.
他为他们祷告。
He prayed for them.
那弟兄姊妹，他们日夜为他们祷告。
He prayed unceasingly for them.
但是呢，所有的局势给他看见。
But he saw all these things.
没有多久以后，他们的弟兄们已经没有地方可以去。
At the end, these brothers had no other place to go.
他眼看着整个的这个合一的弟兄们完完全全好像被消灭了。
He saw the unity of the brethren on the brink of extinction.
到了那个时候
，At that time,
有一帮人就把他们自己隐藏起来了。
There was a group that hid themselves.